For more on today's decision to seek the death penalty against Tsarnaev, we spoke with Donald Stern. He was the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts from 1993 to 2001, and we first asked him his reaction to Holder's decision.
It wasn't a surprising outcome, I don't think, for anybody who is familiar with what the Department of Justice has historically done with federal death penalty cases. Most of the statutory aggravating factors were met here.
Statutory factors like the intentionality of this, the lack of remorse, the number of victims, the kind of victims.
Well, all of that. I mean, the degree in which there was substantial planning and premeditation, the degree in which the crime itself was particularly cruel and heinous. After all, it was directed essentially to maximize the largest number possible of innocent civilians who was just standing by watching the marathon. The age of some of the victims, the fact that not only were there murders involved, but obviously any number of people lost limbs and were traumatized, even if they didn't have physical injuries. The kind of the terrorist nature of the crimes, all of those things are a mixture of mandatory factors which the Department of Justice has to take into account. And then there are additional factors which the Justice Department has created internal guidelines.
Don, we spoke earlier today with Carol Rose, the director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, and she pointed out that, of course, Massachusetts as a state does not have the death penalty, and that Massachusetts residents have repeatedly said they don't want the death penalty, even in the case of this Tsarnaev case, by a fairly large margin. Here's one of the things Carol said to us today.
It's concerning that the federal officials have come in and put their values and tried to overlay what they want over what the people of Massachusetts and the people of Boston want. The events surrounding the Boston Marathon bombing, they were tragic, but in other similar crises in our country, the choice has been made to bypass the death penalty.
Despite these being federal charges, should federal prosecutors take into account at all a state's preferences on the death penalty?
I think federal prosecutors should take into account the environment in which a case will ultimately be presented to a jury. I think it does make a difference in terms of what the outcome is going to be. But Congress passed a number of laws which made the death penalty applicable, or at least potentially applicable, and they could have said the death penalty is possible for the following crimes, except in those states that don't have their own death penalty. But they didn't do that. Frankly, I think it's the obligation of the Department of Justice to try to implement the congressional mandate as fairly and as uniformly as they can across the country.
How do you think this will change the trial, assuming it does go to trial?
It's a good question. I think it will change the trial in a couple of respects. First of all, picking a jury will be substantially more difficult. Some members of the jury won't want to sit, or potential members of the jury won't want to sit. And in all cases, since it's usually, although it's a bifurcated trial, there's first a trial on guilt or innocence, then there's a trial on what they call the penalty phase, it's the same jury. So every member of the jury who sits will have to say that they could potentially, if the facts and circumstances warrant it, could impose a death penalty. Doesn't mean they will, but that they are not, by moral conscience or otherwise, going to be precluded from never imposing a death penalty. When you couple with that the massive amount of publicity, it's going to be quite a challenge to get a jury. I think it'll happen. It always happens. Judges will bend over backwards to find a fair and impartial jury.
As we understand it, historically, when federal prosecutors have brought death penalty cases in states that don't have a capital punishment law, the federal prosecutors are less likely to win the case. So is there a risk for the prosecutors, in a sense, by choosing to bring the death penalty?
I don't see that the government has taken on any additional risk in terms of getting a conviction itself. And I don't think the overhanging, if you will, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, that there is a possibility of a death penalty in phase two is going to influence the jury in returning a verdict in phase one.
Don Stern is a former U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. He's been speaking with us about Attorney General Eric Holder's decision today to seek the death penalty in the case of suspected Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev. Don, thank you.
Thanks, Sasha.